No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. You can find us on Twitter at Bastards_Boston. I am your host, Charlie Smith, coming to you from Providence, Rhode Island. You can find me on Twitter at Smith_MLB. Our other host for this episode is going to be Terry Cushman, coming to us from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina by way of Windham, Maine. Terry, how are you? And where can the fans find you on Twitter/X?
I am ready to possibly sweep the Blue Jays again. And I can be found at Cushman MLB.
Well, I know there's at least one person that's not looking forward to you calling a sweep, but we'll see if it actually works out. Maybe there's a chance we can pull like a nice little Oakland sweep here. So coming up, Toronto for three games at home. First game, you got Tanner Houck against Chris Bassett. Who do you have winning game one?
This is a pretty good matchup, and both teams got a look at their opposing pitchers. The Blue Jays have lost six games in a row. They just got swept by the Cleveland Guardians. For some reason, that came out naturally. I didn't slip and say the old name, but I'm not picking against Tanner Houck here. The Red Sox are hot. The Blue Jays are ice cold. And our ace is pitching. So Bassett could give you six innings, one or two runs. But I trust the Red Sox offense more than I do the Blue Jays.
I'm just not going to bet against Tanner Houck. He's been your absolute stud ace in that rotation, and for me this is the easiest one to call of the three. Boston will win game one, so I'm matching you there. Game two, a little bit different. You got Brian Bayo against Kevin Gausman. Who do you have winning game two?
I will take the Blue Jays in game two. You know, Gausman coming off of a semi-rough start against the Red Sox. They put up four runs against him. The Orioles torched him four starts ago for six runs. But, you know, he's a struggling veteran. Bayo is a struggling young pitcher. I think the veteran kind of has the advantage in terms of figuring it out. And I think the Blue Jays might finally get sick of losing here and put up a W against Bayo and the Red Sox.
Yeah, I also have Toronto winning game two here as well. Kevin Gausman did not do so well just a couple days ago against the Boston Red Sox. I think this is more than enough time for somebody who's a star in the American League as far as pitching is concerned to right the ship and get back on the right track. And if there's going to be a pitcher that does that, it's going to be Kevin Gausman. I mean, this is someone who just threw a five-hit shutout, albeit against the Oakland A's, struck out 10. It's a number he's had a couple times this year, and it wouldn't surprise me for him to have not only a get-right game, but probably one of his better games in a while. I don't know if he's going to shut out the Red Sox, but I do have Toronto winning game two. That is going to bring us to our rubber match, game three of this series. You got Cutter Crawford going up against Yariel Rodriguez. This should be fun. Terry, who do you got winning game three?
Man, I have to give it to the Red Sox. This Rodriguez guy was, this is his first year. I forget where we signed him out of. It might have been Cuba. Don't quote me. He was a free agent last winter, ended up with the Blue Jays. I think they were trying to essentially kind of buy low there, you know, and maybe kind of, you know, steal one there, you know, with a young pitcher exceeding expectations. But Rodriguez, I think he's been hurt for the bulk of the year. He's got an ERA on the season just short of six. His whip is just under two. This is just bad. This is a bad pitcher. And I don't know what the Blue Jays signed him for. I think it was a 3 or 4 year deal. But clearly they were hoping for a bigger impact out of him, and only lasted 1 1/3 in his last outing against the Guardians. You know, four earned, only struck out one. This is bad. In his last three starts combined, he struck out four guys. So if the Red Sox lose this game, it's because Cutter Crawford had the worst start of his season. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either, but I'm going to double down and say it won't just be the worst start of a season, possibly the worst start of his career. This is an absolute zero against the Boston Red Sox. He's 27 years old. He's had five games started with 16 2/3 total innings pitched. It means you're averaging three innings plus tax, 3 1/3. Give or take. That's not screaming starter material. That's screaming opener material. And Cutter Crawford can give you double the opener number there. So if Cutter Crawford, again, to echo what Terry said, we're aligned here. Boston, Toronto, Boston, in that order for this series prediction. Good God, if Cutter doesn't get this one. So, yeah, Terry, go ahead.
Unrelated, I wonder if John Schneider survives the week. I mean, this Blue Jays team isn't afraid to fire a manager and lost six in a row. It's not far-fetched that the Red Sox sweep this series. That would be nine in a row. The Blue Jays are looking at probably the biggest fire sale of any team in Major League Baseball at the end of July if things keep trending a certain way. And we talk about what the Red Sox could get for Nick Pivetta, but if you want to pour some cold water on what the haul might be, imagine what they'll get for Kevin Gausman with 2 years of control beyond this season.
I'm going to go back to Schneider for a second. I think the leash is going to be a little bit longer for him. This is someone who's gotten to the playoffs each of the last two seasons. Unfortunately, hasn't won a game. But I feel that if this is going to be a guy that they don't give a leash to, this is going to be another, you know, this is going to be another position that you're probably going to have to overpay to get a manager to come be there. To your point about Kevin Gausman, if you're going to sell him, it's going to be now or never, because the timeline for somebody like Kevin Gausman to continue being elite is only going to continue going in the wrong direction. So the Blue Jays have some very important decisions to make in the near future. Anything else you wanted to chat about?
I wonder if Bo Bichette might be.
I don't think he's getting moved.
You don't think he'll be a Dodger?
No, I don't think they're going to. There's only so many former All-Stars children that the Dodgers can take on. So I don't think. I think they're kind of capped at that. They also don't need any help at shortstop. They are. You know, they're fine, although it wouldn't surprise me if somebody like Bichette went to the Dodgers, he all of a sudden finds his bat. He's he's not the only player. I mean, real talk, there's probably three or four or five players that were superstars that all of a sudden just completely forgot how to be major leaguers or at least elite. You know, Bichette is on that list. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is on that list. Corbin Burns is on that list. Julio Rodriguez is on that list. I mean, there's a lot of people that are struggling in 2024 after having really, really good 2023 campaigns. And pretty soon people are going to start wondering if now is the time to start raising the alarm on some of these guys, because it's scary. A couple months into the season and we're not even close to where we should be for some of them.
You just look at how underachieving this young core of players were, and you go back almost a decade and they got so much more out of Edwin Encarnacion and Jose Bautista. You know, this crop of players didn't match that one. So just figured I'd throw those in there.
Yep, not even close, man. There's a lot of warning flags, but that is going to do it for our predictions episode. Everybody have a great night. Take care.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.